Worthy of Praise by Rusty Heppner. I ain't never done nothing worth talking about, except to be best friends with Worthy Perkins, the smartest person ever born in Toad Springs. We was always together, Rusty Heppner and Worthy Perkins. Fact is, they used to call us by the one name, Rustworthy. We was both tall and skinny and had real wavy brown hair. And even though we wasn't blood relatives, we looked so much alike that three times somebody thought we was twins. My mama was his school teacher, and she was always bragging on Worthy, especially after that thing with that big old gator. Then he was the smartest and the bravest. It's a wonder, having to listen to that day in and day out, that me and him stayed friends. You'd think somebody with all that going for him would have an easy life, but that don't necessarily follow. We was both 14 when we took my baby brother, little Mike, on a fishing trip. We was rowing down the Peace River that Saturday when we heard some baby gators. You know, them little cheep, cheep sounds they make, like little birds. We turned around and pulled the boat up on the shore, with little Mike fussing the whole way. We knew we ought to stay away from gators, but Worthy and me figured this time it was okay, 'cause we couldn't find no trace of the mama. Figured it wouldn't hurt to wait over and take a look at the hatchlings, maybe even take a couple home. Little Mike was too scared to come with us, so he waited in the boat. Me and Worthy found a hole in the bank right near the roots of a big old cypress and saw one of the little ones crawl inside. So him and me sneaked right up to it, and we could see a bunch of them little fellers, but they wasn't cheepin' no more. Was all still as death. I was just reaching out to grab me one when we heard a loud splash. Little Mike hollered once, and then there come the sound of something real big and mean in the river. Worthy looked at me, then jumped up and run full speed toward the sound. I headed out behind him, and when we got to the bank, I could see little Mike's shirt moving around under the water, but all the rest of him was underneath. The gator had him in his jaws, and 'cause the boat was jerking around this way and that, I knew little Mike was still holding on to the line. I ain't never forgive myself for it, but I just froze in my tracks. Couldn't move. But Worthy went like lightning. While he was slogging toward little Mike through water that come up to his waist, he pulled out his fishing knife. That gator must have been 10 or 12 feet long, and it was thrashing back and forth this way and that, throwing water everywhere. Big sucker. And Worthy ran right at it, yelling his head off and stabbing that thing everywhere he could reach. But it wasn't making no difference. Finally, when Worthy seen the eye, he stabbed it, and the gator let go and swam off. By that time, I was down in the water, too, and Worthy and me pulled little Mike up on the shore, all bloody and sputtering and crying, but still holding tight to the line. Had to pry it out of his hand. He had big gashes on his legs and was bleeding pretty good. Me and Worthy pulled off our shirts and wrapped them around the worst bites, then got us all in the boat, and Worthy started rowing for dear life while I tried to keep little Mike from bleeding to death.